they're going to have drone training.
Oh, now you got me.
So people buy drones, and it probably will be the number one Christmas gift this year for all ages.
I've already lost two. My son's lost two, sorry.
And here's the thing. People actually are not really clear about how to operate them effectively. So Ashley Cox is from UAV Air. He's the general manager. Hello, Ashley.
Good morning. How are we?
Oh, you got me turned on. Talk drones with us, Ashley.
Excellent. It sounds like you might need a few lessons.
Mate, we've bought two. Both of them were those $450 ones, and both of them just win, got it, bang. Just too light, I think.
Yeah. Certainly with some of the smaller ones. We operate some quite big ones that can operate in heavy winds, but certainly some of the smaller ones you need to be very careful if it's windy at all.
Right, you're a first-timer. Apart from coming out and seeing you at Archerfield on Saturday and Sunday, yeah. What should I be looking for? I want to buy one for a child, for your child or for me. Yeah. I want one to go and show me where the fish are. That's basically I want to go out over water and to send, you know, you can't see it from ground level. It's an amazing fishing tool. What would I use?
First step I'd actually recommend, get your phone out. Download an app called Can I Fly Here? Single most important thing we can do is make sure we're not flying anywhere near helipads or airports that are going to cause trouble with air traffic. So first step. And then, drones that start from about $400 and up are going to be more reliable than some of the cheaper ones on the market that you can get for a few hundred dollars or even less. Those ones are fine to sort of fly around your garage. The really small ones you can fly around your living room. But once you start getting outside and you get into winds and something like that where you might be flying in near the ocean, then I'd actually recommend something from DJI, which is going to be up more around over the $1,000 mark. Something like a DJI Mavic would be perfect for that sort of use.
And how far away can they fly from your controls? Because I've seen drones with no one around. It's like, what is that drone doing?
Yeah, that's right. So we need to keep them within what's called line of sight. So you need to be able to see it. And you need to be able to see which way it's pointing while you're actually flying it. So generally on a clear day, that's about 400 metres, which is still quite a way. And we can't fly any higher in any circumstance other than about 400 feet or 120 metres.
Okay, so Marto's talking about using it for fishing. What other applications are there, apart from my kid who just likes to smash it into a tree?
This is a really exciting thing we're finding with drones is that they're being used in all sorts of, you know, amazing uses. Drones are incredibly useful now. We're using thermal imaging cameras for search and rescue, and we're using them in a range of emergency services, so police and fire are using them.
Cops are using them all the time, aren't they, Andrew? Ashley?
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
instead of poly,
that we can keep a person away from a potentially dangerous environment. So, you know, railways are a really useful one now. If we can look at things going on the railway without putting a person in that dangerous environment, that's the perfect use case to put some of this technology in.
What happens if one hits into somebody else? What about looking into somebody else's house? What are the laws about that?
Look, the laws that surround that, it's still a little bit grey, but basically the way that it sits is the laws are the same as if you were looking into someone's house with a camera. You know, you're going to be calling the police. The police are going to be saying that you've broken privacy laws, and there's going to be problems with that. So the trouble that we've got at the moment is that we still don't have very clear rules about drone operations. People don't necessarily have to do training to operate a drone. So often they don't understand, you know, how they go about conducting a safe and legal flight. So, you know, the law is still trying to catch up with the technology. But if you're doing something like that, you're very much in the wrong, and you wouldn't be able to defend that if you got yourself in trouble.
What about, do they hurt you when they hit you?
Yeah, look, they can, and there's been a few injuries. You know, things like eyes and things like that have been injured by propellers, and you do need to stay 30 metres away from people as a minimum, and that's 30 metres horizontally. So just 50 metres in the air doesn't mean that you can fly straight over the top of crowd. So we do see people flying over beaches and things like that. It's very much not, you know, it's illegal, and it's not a safe thing to do. If something goes wrong with that drone, as you've seen, it gets picked up by the wind or, the battery, there's problems with the battery, that drone can fall out of the sky and it can injure someone. So, you know, for this technology to be available for us, we really need to do the right thing and set good standards, particularly for our kids.
All right, I feel like I know everything about drones now. Wonderful.
No,
Ashley
don't.
Cox, UAV Air General Manager, thanks for joining us, mate.
Not a problem. Thanks for your time.